Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting. Kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master show. Once again, it's a pleasure to be here with you this week, talking about trends in finance and accounting. My name is Anders Leo Lindberg, and as usual, I'm your host. We are talking about the finance function of the future, more specifically, trying to imagine how it will look like in 2035. Amazing, isn't it? Well, let's dig into this week's content. As usual, on Thursday mornings, European time, we release this week's newsletter article. The newsletter, Trends in Finance and Accounting. Also there, we crossed 325,000 subscribers in the past week. What an amazing group. Thank you. Couldn't have done all this without you. We released the article, How Should Finance Functions Operate in the Future? Now, maybe you remember the vision we talked about. Think AI first to realize the people potential of your finance function. So how does an AI first finance function operate? This is the critical question to answer when predicting how the finance function will look in 2035. In recent weeks, we have shared this vision for the future and showed you how you can develop a strategy to get there. Now we'll start populating these with more granular elements to draw a concrete picture of how we see the finance function. We break down the finance function into three parts: operational finance, specialized finance, and business finance. We stole this from Deloitte, so they coined these terms. There are many other ways to talk about how to organize the finance function, but this is a simple yet an effective way of describing the finance function. We have shared a high-level take on how these parts should operate, and not least, how the division of work between AI and humans should be. We will now deep dive further into each part and share a concrete view of how each part works. You can use this as a benchmark for how these parts work in your finance function today and create a roadmap to bridge the gaps in the coming decade. So let's get started on the deep dive. But before we do that, there's a question for you. How far is your finance function from operating in the way we have described? Think AI first to realize the people potential. Let us know in the comment how you see your finance function operating today, how much are you using AI, how future ready do you believe it is? So, to the deep dive, how the finance function delivers value. There's only one viable answer to this question of how finance can remain relevant in the future. Improve decisions and performance. And that's what it is. If we cannot do that, automation can easily take over. Reducing high quality data is also needed, of course, to do this, to drive clearer, faster, and richer insights used with business leaders through generative AI and human influencing. So because it all starts with high quality data, we'll start our deep dive with operational finance. The ambition is for this part to be fully automated. That means a seamless flow of transactions between the company and its customers and suppliers, and the processing of internal work orders, such as salary and various requisitions. Most of these workflows start outside finance, like in sales, like in a deal, HR, hiring an employee, and so on. That means that the automation needs inbuilt controls at the source, restricting any data input from other internal or external parties. Today, this brings significant challenges to the finance function. Many of the data quality issues we face occur because of errors at the source. I worked in a commercial finance team once, and we were getting data on price development every week. Then we built a new online platform to deliver a product to our customers. But what we then started to see was that the prices on this platform wasn't coming correctly in to the sourcing system for data on pricing. Because there was little volume in the beginning, we didn't notice. When the volume got bigger, we suddenly noticed at a company level, and we didn't have all our transactions on this platform, it was a $20 out of 2,000, maybe not huge, but still, if a price increase could be $50, or decrease $50, then $20 is a lot. $20 difference at the total level for the total price. And when then business leaders have to make decisions on the price, we did that frequently. They were looking at wrong data and potentially making wrong decisions. Just one example of how a business rule, because prices were increasing, so the system automatically ruled out these prices as they must be erroneous, so they didn't count, could actually lead to wrong decision making. So getting that data quality up is critical, but it starts typically outside of finance. So it could, of course, be a sales rep who finds a proper lead and deal management unnecessary bureaucracy. Often this is caused by the need to enter the same information many times during the workflow, as data is not necessarily seamlessly transferred from one system to another, like from CRM to ERP. So to fulfill the 100% ambition of automation, it requires these three things. Data input. There should be full clarity about what data input is needed throughout the complete cycle of a workflow, like from order to cash or procure to pay. Data flow. Enforce the enter once principle, all company data. If any process requires entering the same piece of data more than once, the process needs to be revised or improved. And finally, data restrictions. No cycle in a workflow should be concluded without proper data entry and complete and consistent entry of all needed data. I know this sounds good on paper, but these are some of the rules that we need to enforce. Otherwise, we will never be able to automate to the level we want. The technology to automate operational finance is available today. And while it will improve, there's no reason to dismiss the idea of going for 100% automation even today. Still, it's probably naive to think that errors won't occur despite having the best possible control in software. In addition, situations may arise that haven't been incurred so far and will need special treatment. Finally, new rules and regulations are enacted continuously and must be implemented into work processes and software. For all these reasons, humans are still needed in operational finance. Yet it's important to note that they are not there to make the process run. They're there to fix the process if it breaks or to improve it through new technology or the implementation of rules and regulations. Production of high quality data is an absolute requirement for the other parts of the finance function to operate as intended. Let's continue with specialized finance. The ambition is to enable specialized finance with artificial intelligence rather than replace or augment it. These teams like tax, treasury, FP&A, and so on should operate strategically and drive policy deployment throughout the organization to AI and human workers. Today, the teams still have many more mundane and operational tasks, but the most significant potential for leveraging AI lies. So let's review some examples of how AI can take over these tasks and what it frees the teams to do. For tax, again, I'm not a tax expert, so if you are a tax expert, I'm sure you can add more context to this. AI should calculate, record, and adjust taxes. Today, you can build RPA tools to submit annual tax returns, for instance, and we see much more of that. Humans, tax strategy and planning will be key activities for subject matter experts still working in the tax team. That's because these are strategic choices company makes and involve judgment and a certain level of risk appetite. It's possible, for instance, that AI can assist in preparing transfer pricing defense files. However, you wouldn't leave your transfer pricing strategy to artificial intelligence. For treasury, AI can do trading and cash management because it operates within specific rules. And already today, AI actually does a lot of the trading, right? And check in with humans when reality escalates beyond these rules. AI could also provide automated recommendations on funding and financing based on the most recent market developments. For humans, it's all about capital structure planning because it's a significant value-creating element in the company. Similar actions are taken to e.g. bring down debt or secure funding for one-off activities, such as mergers and acquisitions. Finally, a significant element of risk management should be left to human judgment, perhaps with automated alerts from AI. For FP&A, AI should undoubtedly facilitate financial forecasting. This removes human bias and gives the most accurate view of the future. In addition, AI can be utilized for scenario modeling and management reporting to prepare and write first-level comments. For humans, It's about making the right strategic choices, because that should be at the top of the FP&A's agenda. Humans can make a big difference by facilitating a discussion about what choices to make and ensuring a proper feedback mechanism is in place. To deliver this, FP&A professionals must learn to leverage AI to become true change agents and decision enablers. These are not the only teams in specialized finance. However, you will get the idea and principles of splitting the work between AI and humans by extrapolating these examples to other teams. There's only a few companies where these teams can genuinely claim they're delivering strategic value. Hence, there is significant opportunity here. Okay, continuing to the last part, business finance. As with specialized finance, the ambition is to enable business finance with AI. Today, too much time is spent analyzing numbers and doing simple performance management. A large part of this should be centralized in a center of excellence that is predominantly run by AI. This can feed finance business partners insights in real time and in an event rather than calendar-driven manner. This frees FVPs to spend their time with the business stakeholders, solving their most pressing challenges. We could put their new way of working in a simple process flow. Number one, agree on strategic and tactical priorities with business stakeholders. Operationalize these priorities into a concrete set of actions. Lead or drive these initiatives and stay close to execution. Measure and monitor progress at a granular level and in real time. Provide continuous feedback to execution teams on effectiveness. Ongoing evaluation of performance and target fulfillment with business stakeholders. And finally, change course as needed and provide structured feedback to specialized finance so that they know and can inform senior management. AI can enable many of these steps, and 4 and 6 in particular, however, it cannot perform these tasks fully. FPPs must apply creativity and problem solving to drive the agenda of their business stakeholders. They must also use their relationship building skills to support execution teams in a caring yet firm way to ensure progress. Finally, they must be resilient and work well under pressure, since reality is bound to change priorities frequently, meaning that what's essentially rarely stays the same. It's quite a different way of working, and FPPs truly need AI as their co-pilot for it to work. FPPs shouldn't be concerned about arming their business stakeholders with these co-pilots. It should inform them about what happened and why it happened. This ensures alignment and gets everyone on the same page to discuss what to do about it. This is how FPPs were always supposed to work. Question for you. What steps are you taking today so your finance function delivers value? Ethiopia, again, there's any good certification. For certification, it depends on what you're looking for. Here's the advice I always give people when they ask about what certification I should pick. I say, look at your desired job and look what kind of certifications they require. From that, you should have a good idea about what you should pursue. So that would be my answer there. I'm from Saudi. How secure is it in using AI to analyze data? It depends. If it's using ChatGPT, I definitely wouldn't use your own company data. But what most companies are doing today is they're building their own version of ChatGPT so that they can use it for internal data. I think the challenge right now to solve is how do we combine internal and external data in these models? But I'm sure that'll be solved as well. So depending on the tool that you use, it may or may not be secure, but don't use proprietary data on open source applications. So this is all good, but how do you get started today? The old saying goes, you can't manage what you can't measure. So we should start by measuring our current performance to understand where to move towards this operating model. Here are the 5 measures that determine the success of the finance function in 2035. We also talked about these earlier on. How many of our processes are AI enabled? How large a percentage of the individual process are run by AI? How fast are we informing our stakeholders / decision makers? How satisfied are they with our insights and support? And are we as a company meeting or beating our targets? It's that simple. There's nothing more to it. Maybe you feel free to challenge me, but this is really what it is. This should provide a straightforward path to establishing your baseline for each of the three parts of finance. So let's summarize the steps to take. Number one, identify your core processes. Number two, put a yes-no flag on each if they're AI-enabled. For every yes, measure how large a part of it AI runs. For every no, determine the path towards AI enablement. Five, for all stakeholder-facing processes, measure the time to insight, how long it takes from starting to produce the data to actually getting it in hand or in front of stakeholders. Determine the path to real-time and self-service where relevant. Seven, measure stakeholder satisfaction and ask them for improvement points. And number eight, create an action plan to improve satisfaction and close gaps. I know it sounds simple, but it is. Of course, you need to find the time for it. You need some help to do it, but it is simple. And the technology is available. But we will deep dive into the technology in one of the future shows. These are eight easy steps to follow. The outcome should be improved business performance. Naturally, your action should fit into the overall strategic action plan, where you're likely prioritizing the initiatives. You likely won't have enough time or resources to address everything. So priority should be given to strengthening operational finance, since getting quality data from this part of the finance function automatically improves the other parts. Still, it's fair to task specialized in business finance with minor improvements, while significant work is ongoing in operational finance. Much work must be done to operate in the way that we have outlined here in 2035. We must create a strategy for getting there and start taking the first steps. We've outlined now the target operating model and how to take those first steps. Question for you, what support would you need to get there successfully? Inside the company, from outside the company? Let us know in the comments if you're tuning in now here live, or if you're tuning in later over on LinkedIn or on YouTube. Of course, we will check in on those comments as well. Great, let's just check into any questions here. If you have questions, by all means, feel free to share them in the comments as well. We have Alexander here saying process optimization using process mining, not only in finance. Yes, this is what we need to do. We need to understand our processes in depth, understand where they're working, where they're not, to AI enable them and to increase the rate of AI in each process. And we have a LinkedIn user here saying, as a provider of cloud-based reconciliation software and hospitality space, automation and API is critical to keeping company orders streamlined, compliant across all hotel and brand. Bring in such does enhance all aspects of operations. Great presentation. Thank you for that. And yes, it's just a proof point that it can be done. This is very specifically to the hospitality industry, but you can do it across all industries. And then we have Prakshna here saying, let's make reporting, monitoring, and continuous improvement a key focus on delivering value. And yes, we should do that. We should continuously improve. And it's on us to raise ourselves above the daily whirlwind and at least spend 20% of our time to improve, to move forward. I think those will be the final words of today's show. So thanks a lot for this week's engagement, interaction in the hashtag Finance Master Show. Truly appreciate that. Next week, we'll talk about the service delivery model of the finance function and deep dive even further into the finance function in 2035. Thank you for today, and I hope to see you again next week.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting.